Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the beauty of you. Thank you, Lord, the magnificence of the love of God. And thank you, Lord, for this absolute joy and absolute peace, Lord, and this wonderful rest, dear God, that we know that it's well because we believe your word. Thank you, Lord, that your word works effectually, powerfully in them that believe. And Lord, help us today to just move on into believing you. To move on in, Lord, that I hear you, and I hear you, Lord, in the heart that you've given. And Lord, in the faith of the Son of God that each one of your children have. We have the faith of the Son of God who loves us and gave his life for us. Thank you, Jesus, for that power, that absolute power that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, strengthen our feet to walk. And Lord, to walk in the Spirit. And Lord, let us just take a little walk today. On into the deeper, yea, the deep things of God by your Spirit. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles to Jeremiah 29. And then Isaiah 55. So that'll be Jeremiah 29 and Isaiah 55. I'm beginning in the 11th verse of the 29th chapter of Jeremiah. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Did you hear that? Can you imagine he knows that? For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And that means a thing hoped for end. Praise God. His thoughts toward me. His thoughts toward you. Praise God. And oh, how the enemy likes to play with the minds of the children of God. How somehow we allow the enemy to twist the thoughts of God to us. Somehow thinking that these are condemning thoughts. That these are harsh thoughts, that these are heavy-handed correcting thoughts. And brothers and sisters, you will not find anything of that in the thoughts of God to his sons. I thank the Lord today for the absolute beauty, the absolute beyond expression, explaining with words, of the magnificence of the sincerity of his love in every thought that he thinks towards me. Every thought. They're just beyond. And they're more numerous than the sands of the sea. They're more numerous than the stars in the heaven. They're endless. And the love of Christ to you and the love of Christ to me, it all begins in those thoughts. Those wonderful, beautiful, magnificent, intimate thoughts. And I'm talking about the thoughts that he had in ages past. In ages past, before he ever set a star in heaven. Before anything was spoken. Anything that we would know of into existence. Before that, in those ages beyond. Those thoughts that he thought towards us. That he saw me in his Son. That he saw you in his Son. See, I want you to understand this. This is so much better than the Lord seeing me. To think that when he sees me. Take this today. When he sees you. He sees his Son. Oh, I praise God. That he does not see me, he sees his Son. Oh, hallelujah. See, beyond me and beyond you, if you can imagine this, is the life of Jesus that lives in you. That's why I stand here today and I know He adores me. And I know by the grace of God, He adores you. How could not, I mean, really think about it. How could a parent in their right mind not adore their child, their baby? You know what I'm saying. I mean, I've seen so many of the sweet parents, I think of Jess and Jessica. I think they've exhausted all the capacity of every iPhone that's ever been made with all of those precious pictures and things. And I mean, I commend them because they love their child. They adore their child. I'm confident that as Jesse goes off to work, I mean, he can't get that baby off his mind and thinking about that child and how wonderful that child is. And when he sees anybody, let me show you. We had lunch not too long ago. Have you seen my daughter? No, brother, just show her to me. Oh, yeah. And so sweet. It's wonderful. Pretty much the whole lunch. It was about his baby. Well, I got to tell you something about my father. His whole life is about his baby. And I know that. And that's why so beautiful is the plan of God. That, honey, he saw you. He saw you in his son. I wish I could explain it better. But it's just something you're going to have to know from Him and of Him about the life that lives in you is Jesus. That Christ liveth in you. That the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And I just adore that and thank the Lord because I'm telling you time and time again, I have no faith. I have no faith. But God in the life that lives in me, that life, it's got all the capacity, praise God, to believe all the Word of God. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that a wonder then why He said that you're a little Lord of all? Because the capacity of that life that lives in you is the capacity to receive the full knowledge of the Word of God. To know the love of Christ. You're not limited in anything as a child of God in knowing God, in taking the place that God has for you. Don't think any child of God has any leg up on you. By the grace of God, we are all the sons of God. Isn't that wonderful? That's why we can pray for one another, and I can pray believing, and I can pray with full confidence in the Lord that I know that He can do it. By the grace of God, it has nothing about writing you off or anything of that nature. He said, I'll in no wise cast you out. Why would we even go to a stupid thought then of, well, I won't go ahead and cast you off. That's ridiculous. This is the household of faith. This is, praise God, the family of God. And I thank the Lord for this joy and peace in believing. But see, once again, beyond me and beyond you is the life, praise God, of Jesus Christ that lives in you. Aren't you thankful? Whew! And His thoughts for His sons, as we read here, are all loving always. His thoughts for His sons are all powerful always. They're all joyful, they're all peace, they're all rest. And it's in the foreknowledge of those thoughts, praise God, that He knew me, He knew you in the womb. Wonderful, wonderful, come on. See, but even in more splendor, I think of the thoughts of this love. How He sends that word. See, the word is what grows us up, isn't it? Amen. See, that's the feasting, that's the food. And He sends the Word of God to precisely perform exactly what He wants to perform and exactly to the thing that it is sent. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word, or think of this, children, my food, my nourishment, the one thing that will grow you up into me in all things. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. And I always think about that like the bird feeding his little bird. And daddies do it too. But they chew that up. Yep, it's a little graphic, but they burp it up. There goes right back into that baby, and they're just eating that stuff up. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Isn't that wonderful? His pleasure. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Aren't you thankful? Little bird, what you're receiving today, right now. And by the grace of God, no matter what you're feeling, greater is he that is in you than this feeling thing that's in the world. And my word, praise God, that pleases me is going to perform in that thing exactly what I want to what I have sent and to who I have sent. Oh, my goodness. You are so precise in the sight of God. Hallelujah. To what he wants. The promises that we read of in Ephesians. These are the before ordained good works that we should walk in. Therein. This is the pathway of the full inheritance. The fullness of inheritance. That God wants us to just take a walk in. Amen. See, I just feed on it. Praise God. And he's going to do this. I will perform it. I will have it prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Don't doubt the word of God. Don't doubt the word of God. Wait on the word of God. Thank the Lord. Just settle down in believing the word of God. Amen. Even if you say, well, man, I've heard that, but I just don't get that yet. Just settle down. Thank him that you're receiving to hear it. And believe the word of God. Did he not say, once again, it shall prosper in the thing. It will blossom. It will be all powerful. It will grow. Hallelujah. It will transform in that thing whereto I sent it. It's a promise that is yea and amen, is it not? My goodness, brothers and sisters, those that you mark them that have followed Paul as he followed Christ, ask them if this is not true. Ask them if their life has not been and continues to be a life of waiting on the promises of God. Amen. That they truly are yea and amen. That the man that I hope to be, praise God, as these ones that have walked with God and gone on with God and by the grace of God are about ready to see him face to face. Is it not true, sister, that it prospered in the thing, hallelujah, that he sent it to? Amen. That there was no doubt the all-powerful word of God when he sends it, praise God, that it will perform it. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. It's just like the word of God when it said sea part and land dry. It had no choice. It was going to be done. And yes, I understand there is a choice in yielding to God. But I still believe the all-powerful word of God that I'll have grace upon whom I'll have grace. And honey, I've given you that grace. I have given you that mercy. And even though you may have at times been disobedient and maybe have not again come to embrace it in its fullness, I'm counting the word of God faithful. I know that he has sent that to my life, and thanks be to God, I am his workmanship, and he will prosper that in this thing that he has sent it. Amen. Know this. I thank God. See, there's no stopping that glory. There is not. It's just by faith in believing. I believe you, Lord. I have no confidence in me. I do not believe in me. I do not believe in somehow, some way I'm going to believe. I believe in the faith of the Son of God. Well, I don't want to get distracted here going a different way, but we could. Oh my, thank you, Jesus. Now, you see, brothers and sisters, the Word of God was not just there to birth us. But praise be to God, the Word of God here is to have it prosper in us. That means to grow up fully. That's speaking of maturing. See, He didn't just birth us, hallelujah. He gave the Word to grow us up as the mature, fully mature sons of God. And you think of this as the Word of God has assured us, you have been given all grace. There is nothing withheld, is there? There is nothing that has been held back in any way, shape, or form. I have given you all grace. And praise God, you have it always. Isn't that amazing? That even in your unbelief and your disobedience, you still have all grace and you have it always. Praise God. And I thank the Lord. It is for all things. Think of the capacity of that grace. You have it always. And even when I praise the Lord, I have all grace. And then I have it always. Even when I am disobedient, He's still giving me grace. And even when I'm disobedient, I'm not believing God, I still have it always. Oh my goodness, I believe I'm waking up. Lord, I made my bed in hell, but my goodness, You're here with me. Amen. Yes, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. That doesn't mean that He's again for me in my disobedience. Don't get me wrong, but He never leaves me nor forsakes me. And when I wake up to that love and that wonderful faithfulness, let me tell you something. This life will begin to yield to God. It'll begin to yield and be pleasing to God because it will apprehend, hallelujah, that faith by grace, amen. That Lord, I believe You. I'm not that thing. I'm not that dead thing. I got to quit dragging around that dead thing. I'm not that. I'm redeemed. I'm brand new. Hallelujah. All things are new for me. I am. Hallelujah. I got even a new name. It's so wonderful. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. What He is to us. Now, think of this. Not only is all of that grace given always and in all things, it's so that we super abound. Oh, I'm super abounding. Oh, yeah. You know, my happiness anymore, I like people to be around me that are happy. And don't get me wrong, I'd rather you be happy than prickly. I mean that if I'll encourage you. You know, I'd rather have a cold cup of water given than poured on my head. But by the grace of God, that's not going to affect me. Nope. I want to be happy in one place, and that's in the Lord. I don't want to be happy in my because of the environment, because everybody's doing what I'm saying or people are treating me nice. I want to be happy in the Lord. I want to be happy in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, so in that, I have all this grace always and in all things to superabound in everything that He appoints to my life. See, that's why, again, you got to understand these thoughts are everything that concerns you. Everything that you experience. Everything that you come to face. Praise God. Those thoughts are all there for that He has appointed for our life. Which in turn, as I receive those thoughts, which is the Word of God, I grow up. I grow up. I grow up spiritually. I get experience. Can you imagine that? And by the grace of God, can you imagine? I'm in that same wonderful body of Christ with you, joint of the body, that as I hear the witness of the faithfulness of God and the experience that He's taken you through, and how He has not only just repaired but restored, I receive, honey. I hope you know that. Praise God. This isn't some old feely gooey thing. This is absolute real. This is fact. This is the body of Christ. This is how it works if you'll be awakened to understand it. I praise God that I don't have to go through this life not understanding and knowing and just receiving things. Wow, this was interesting. I like to know. I'm always surprised. But that's just God. He tells me what I'm going to get, and yet when I get it, I'm surprised. Is it not? But that's God. You know? I was going to give you some example, but there's no example to give. It's just what he does. But see, this is what he does, is he gives you this encouragement. He gives you this grace. He appoints these things in turn to grow you up so that you will do one thing. And that's to rule and to reign jointly together with him. Hallelujah. And these numerous thoughts are so beyond. And that's just it, brothers and sisters. That's what this expected end is. Expected end, that it would give you. Going back to Jeremiah there, it says, again, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. I know them. That's all I've been thinking about. I spoke everything else, but I think about these thoughts. That's the word, over and over and over again. It's, you are so loved beyond any expression, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, honeys. Those things that occur in your life, it's for your good. It's for your good. That weakness in your life, it's for your good. All of your whole life's history, it was for your good to get you again in here this moment to hear and smile and to say, Lord, I'm finally getting this. I wasn't slighted. I wasn't shortchanged. I wasn't like a runt of a litter. Praise God. I'm a child of the King. I am fully enabled. Hallelujah. Through him, I've got it all. I got to quit feeling sorry for myself. That's an insult to God. That's an insult to God. It is. By the grace of God, it could not have been any other way. And I thank the Lord, as he said, to give you these thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. A thing, that means a thing hoped for end. That means as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you end. Yes, faith, brothers and sisters, is going to determine what you're going to receive. That's it. Faith. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. What don't you get? What don't you understand? Amen? Is it not all by faith? Did you hear in Hebrews 11 any by works? Did it say by effort? Did it say by discipline? It said by faith. By believing, all of those things happened. And what did they have faith in? God's word. Amen? What God's word told them their life would be, what they would face, what opportunity was given to them to lay hold of. Well, we have the best thing. We have the bridal truth to lay hold of. The exalted crown of righteousness. Praise God. He has given that to us. And it is attained and apprehended the same way. By faith. By believing the simplicity of the word of God. That it has never ever changed. So praise the Lord. What we hear in this word and believe is what we'll have. What the first love or the first love hope in this word that is in our hearts, that's what we're going to have. For what he has promised, he said, I will do it. And I believe for my life what he has promised to me. Praise God. I believe that I'll be his spouse. I don't have any doubt in his ability. I believe in the absolute power of his grace. I do. I can't tell you anything else. I have to tell you, praise God, what he's encouraged my heart. I believe by the grace of God that he has promised. I see in his word, if I'll just believe him, that I have something waiting for me is joint heirship together with Jesus Christ. I believe he tells me in the word of God, honey, I've promised this to you if you believe to be the fullness of my glory. That you'll be a vessel so full of love, so full of glory, so beyond, hallelujah, by my grace. It will complete me. Yes. Oh, I love that. That sobers me up so fast when I begin to have this stupid thing begin to stray and think of other things. Colossians 1:25 will tell you, if you have never heard this before, Paul's gospel, the bridal truth, The bride of Christ completes Jesus Christ. Yes, it completes the word. What was given to Paul completes the word of God. What was given to Paul, the mystery of the church. What was given to Paul, the bridal truth. That was the revelation. And it says it completes the word. It completes me, the Lamb of God, my wife, the Lamb's wife, completes me. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Now, I pray there's nobody in here like this, but I've said that many times to my brethren. And you know what happens? I see eyes are rolling. They roll their eyes. Oftentimes I've had them walk away. Well, you know, is it any reason that you get to the seventh chapter of Revelation and there is an innumerable multitude of palm wavers? As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. You don't want this as a child of God? You'll have your place. You will. And it'll be a glorious place. It'll be a wonderful place. And you'll be sitting there waving a palm, singing salvation to my God. And you will be absolutely satisfied. And you'll be so thankful to God beyond any expression, any... There's nothing to even compare it. How wonderfully thankful you will be. But there's something that I know right now. That there is even a better thing. That makes his heart even more full and happy and glorious. It's when his sons grow up to be everything that he had given them to be. Amen. Now, this is what it is. This is what is real. Praise God. There's not going to be a whole lot, probably just a handful. Maybe, could you imagine a rib portion that truly believed and expected, I'm going to be his companion. Because of his grace, I'm going to be his equal in love. His queen. Did you hear that, in love? I know where all power and all of it comes from. Don't you get me wrong. But I'm telling you what, he said that I could know his love. Huh? How many of y'all married out there, huh? Have you come to know the love of your spouse? Amen. He ain't marrying no baby. He's not going to marry somebody that knows your love. I divinely love you. And Lord, you know what? I divinely love you. I do. I get it. I get it. I get it. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to give you something else too. In Scripture, by faith. I'll tell you what, I've been where Paul's been. I've had a vision of that third heaven. I've been up there and I rejoice, praise God. And I've seen that man, praise God, to the fullness, the stature, the measure. Have you seen him, brother? I believe you have, honey. Have you seen him? Huh? That's to the fullness, the measure, the stature of Christ. That perfect, complete Christ in you, the hope of glory. Have you seen that man? I glory in that man. I glory in that work of grace. I glory in that masterpiece, praise God, of his mercy. I glory in him. Beyond words, amen. The thoughts of his plan and his purpose, his provision, his power to us who believe, to us by the grace of God that do not doubt the power and the magnificence of the mercy of his grace. Really, today in Jesus' name, do not doubt the power of the mercy of the Lord. Every life here, do not doubt the power of the mercy of the Lord. As we close, are you expecting an exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think end? Huh? Are you expecting, like everybody else, it's just a crash and burn? Is it exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think? Is that the thing hoped for in that you have? Is the thing hoped for in salvation with eternal glory? Isn't that wonderful that you know that? Isn't that great that he said that? See, I ain't waving no palm up there by the grace of God singing salvation to our God. I'm going to have a crown and I'm going to be sitting in the midst of the throne with him. And I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, for this is salvation with eternal glory. And I'll tell you what, he's going to be embracing me back and he's going to say, oh, praise God for my grace. I'm so thankful, honey, that you took it. Oh, my. You know, if you're missing this today, my heart goes out to you. If you're missing it, my heart goes out to you. Because you're like a Jacob. You're wrestling with God for something so far less than what he's given. See, that's what Jacob did. He was wrestling with God for something so far below what God had already given to him, what God intended for him to have. You're like a Thomas that the Lord had witnessed to time and time again about the power of my resurrection. And yet he didn't believe until he saw it. Thomas was tearful. That group that misses that is going to be tearful. Don't be that company. Don't be that brother that is slow to believe, whose heart burned only after it was too late. Believe it now. Do you hear that? Believe it now. There's no more time to wait. There's no more time to wait. It's the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord is for his vessels. Amen. His vessels of mercy. Praise be to God. I love that. His vessels of mercy. Those exceeding riches of his grace upon his vessels of mercy. Oh my goodness. Believe it now. Because someday, you know what I'm going to tell you? Someday you will believe it. And matter of fact, someday all will say, that was true. That was true. But those that believe it now, it will be them. Those that believe it now, it will be them. Those, praise God, think of that, what he says. They'll be made known to all. It says, all creation groans, waits for the manifestation of those sons. The sons of God, those fully mature sons. And they will be made known to all that I have loved you. That I love you. That I love you. By the grace of God today, how could that not be the thing hoped for end in our lives? You know his grace, you do. You know his mercy. You know by the grace of God, you've heard this time and time again, the word of the Lord. By the grace of God, how could that not be, Lord Jesus? My thing hoped for, the thing, the one thing hoped for end. Amen. Praise God. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. We again come to you, and we're singing today, singing your praises. Lord, just again, filled with all the fullness of you. Lord, thank you again for this wondrous, wondrous, wondrous riches of your mercy and grace. Lord, thank you that you've called us to be those vessels, Lord, that would receive this, the transformation, Lord God, from glory to glory. Lord, that we would someday stand as those pillars in the house of the Lord. Oh, the sun glory. Hallelujah. Oh, they received it. They believed it and allowed the Lord, praise God, to transform them even into his very image. We thank you, Lord, for this. Lord, help us to wake up more and more every moment, God. Turning to this, God, beginning to quicken in our step for you. God, laying aside every weight, all those indifferent things. Lord, let me not be double-minded any longer. Lord, let me just go on. Let me walk in the Spirit, Lord God. Walk in the light, Lord God, seeking those things which are above. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, make it real as only you can. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.